Would you pray with me? Holy God, once again we read these strange stories. Stories of shining faces and people coming back to life for a brief moment. Help us. Help us to discern your spirit. Help us to hear you speaking to each of us the word that we need to hear, that we might be faithful disciples and follow your will. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Perhaps you have seen those puzzles, visual puzzles, that look like one thing. And then you look at it for a while, and suddenly it morphs into something else. Sometimes you have to be told what that something else is before you see it. Now, one of the most famous of these is the picture of a white goblet on a black background. And then somebody says to you, "Do you see the picture of the two people looking at each other?" And then all of a sudden, there it is. It morphs into two people looking at each other, and the white space is the background. What looked like the goblet is the background behind the faces. And what's even more fascinating about this particular puzzle, if you continue to look at it, suddenly your mind starts going boom, boom, back and forth between the two pictures. Our minds find the simplest thing to see, or the simplest thing to understand, and that's what the brain then perceives. And so the question is, what do we see when we're faced with a story like the Transfiguration? It's interesting to note that there's not a single person on the scene that would have known or recognized Moses or Elijah. There was no ID to check. There was no, "Hello, my name is Moses," or "Hello, my name is Elijah." Name tag. Now, it's entirely possible that this account was intended to be read symbolically. Or it's possible that it was written to describe an inner awakening in the heart of Jesus and maybe even the disciples, although that may not have come until further down the road. As they seem to share this vision amongst each other. Or it may be describing what literally was a resurrection visitation by a long-dead lawgiver and the prophet of all prophets. However, though, we look at this story, whatever our brains seem to make of this puzzle, the message is still the same. When the church works to institutionalize and memorialize its beliefs and structures to the past, the church is not following Christ. Peter, James, and John said, "Let's build booths, let's build shrines." And the voice said, "No, no, 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 no. Listen to him." And him says, "Okay, let's go back down the mountain." Christ and the three disciples go back down to the mountain, to the people at the bottom of the mountain, to the man whose son is having seizures. And none of the disciples that are waiting for Jesus, Peter, James, and John at the bottom, can get rid of these seizures or the demon that is causing them. But Jesus, coming off the mountain, is able to do it. We are called to go down the mountain to the people at the bottom of the mountain, the human family, with all of its hurts, prejudices, and joys. You see, really the most important part of this story, even though we didn't keep going, which talks about the bottom, is the bottom of the mountain, not the top, and what happens up there. Because you see, Jesus could not deal with the bottom until he'd been to the top. Jesus needed that relationship with God, which was conveyed to him through the words in the presence of Moses and Elijah, in order to go down to the mountain and begin his journey to the cross. You see, just before the Transfiguration story, Jesus had made his first prediction of his encroaching death. And he needed the strength and the conviction of his faith to get on to that journey, to get down the mountain and take that path. There are times that in our lives when we need that mountaintop experience in order to face the world that we live in. Peter, James, and John experienced the puzzle of a transfiguration, and they couldn't understand it, and so they were left to institutionalize and memorialize and all of those kinds of things. You know, in a few moments, we will be celebrating the sacrament of communion. And it will be a memorializing sacrament. If we leave the table the same way we came to it. If we remain centered on ourselves. However, it becomes a sacrament of power and love if we let it. If we hear God speaking, reaching out to us through it. And it will cause us to leave this place filled with conviction and spirit to go into the village and touch the lives of people who are hurting and suffering. Worshiping God, praying to God, listening to God's word, celebrating the sacrament, all of those things can be and should be our own transfiguration. And it's an event that we do each and every week, or should. If we seek to hear God's voice in prayer and scripture, we cannot leave the same way we came. We just can't. And so after this sensational vision, the disciples leave the way they came, alone with Jesus. Moses, Elijah, and the voice are left up on the mountain. But they go down into the world with only Christ. But they go down having been touched by the power of grace and the presence of God. And the same is true for us. We leave this time and this place with Christ. We take Christ with us. And it is that Christ that we are encouraged to listen to mold our lives around, to build a church that gives hope and healing. We are to be a community that heals and comforts. So we will gather at this table, set and hosted by none other than Jesus of Nazareth. And God says, listen to him. Listen to his life. Listen to his words. Listen to his sacrifice. Listen to his love. That's how we survive the bottom of the mountain. By taking the God and the Jesus as we met at the top with us into the world. Into the grocery store. Into our places of work. Into the parks. Into wherever we meet people. who are waiting and needing to be touched and healed. May God give us the ears to hear what Christ is telling us. Let's see the real picture. Not one of sensationalism or institutionalization, but the Christ who speaks to us at the bottom. Let's take the vision of a loving and gracious God into the world, into the communities of our lives, and get to work. Amen.